which actually puts us on track, possibly, quite possibly, to finish Delta right before Shavuos.
I don't think so. I'm hoping that maybe by the summer.
We've got 26 stops left.
And there's 6 weeks after Pesach.
And there are 49 days of...
Well, the first week we're not here. And then we're here for 6 weeks, and we average two blot a week at best. So we're talking about a long way to go. I'm hoping before the summer. But it's not the game now. Okay, let's move on.
Tuesday, I get a full stammer. I'm a Bible band.
Well, you don't know, he's on the same, he's on the phone.
Zero.
You own a zero?
Zero?
You own a zero?
Yeah.
No, you
own
a zero.
Zero. Okay, ladies, Shir wants to wish a refuah shleima to our esteemed colleague, Hakayan Hagotl Biachov, Avram Feivel Ben Zero Hakayan. He should have a refuah shleima in the Mera and be able to rejoin us on the day after Pesach. Zakta Gemara, we are on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the fourth line from the top. Bas Yisrael HaNesuva. Now we're going through the Mishnah, listed a whole bunch of things that apply to male Kohanim, not to female Kohanim, then switched to things that apply to men and not to women, period, even by Yisraelim. So there's two sections to the Mishnah, and we started to talk about it. We talked about the Mincha. We spent yesterday discussing what is done with a mincha of a wife of a kayin. Today, we're going to go through the rest of the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah said that a bas kayin, bas yisrael nesua l'kayin, the bas yisrael that's married to the kayin, that's the mincha we were talking about yesterday, make no difference who marries the kayin. The wife of the kayin has this mincha nisrefes, right? That was this thing. That it's not brought by command, it's not by Israel, it's in the middle. That's what we talked about yesterday. Dr. Gemara, Bas Yisrael, this is my timer. Zamakra, Kayo Chmilchas, Kayan Kalul, Sia Loisi Yachul, Kayan Veloi Kahenes. But the Gemara is saying, how do I know that a daughter of a Kayan doesn't have the same aloch as her father? How do I know that the wife of a Kayan doesn't have the same aloch of her husband? She eats truma like her husband. The daughter of a Kayan eats truma like her father. Why are we saying that this special halacha of Kol Minchas Kayin Kalusia excludes women, which made the problem of what do we do with the mincha of the wives? Because it's partly the husbands and partly the wives. Why, maybe a wife also of a kayin is treated like a male kayin. Where do we know that the Kol Minchas Kayin is only male, not female? Which created the issue of what do we do with her carbon? The answer is, by saying Kol Minchas Kayin Kalusia, we're talking about Kahanim. That's what we've been talking about, that parsha, because it says the chol minchasai. By saying the chol minchas kayin, we dash in kayin b'lei kahenas. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, my time of comer, Mesnisen. Why did the Mishnah say minchas kahenas nechelas kshen and nesu l'kayin? Ukshen nesu l'kayin, ena nechelas, b'kol omi l'hava. Right? We said a kahenas, a bas kayin, her minchas treated like Yisrael. Totally Kmita and put on the Mizbeach. Eishes Kayin, the problem was only because of the joint ownership. The joint, whatever you want to call it. He pays for it, she brings it, well, how do we deal with it? But in its essence, the woman herself would be treated like a Yisrael. Why? She eats Truma, she eats Kachim. The answer is the Torah writes an extra word, Kayin, to tell me Kayin below Kahenas. Dr. Gemar Weiter, Kohenes mischalelus, kain e mischal. There was another thing that the Mishnah mentioned. That a Kohenes that had an illegitimate relationship with someone she's not allowed to marry, she becomes pasul from truma and from marrying a kayan. A kayan himself who has a relationship with a woman he's not allowed to marry just says goodbye, makes a neder that he won't do it again, and he's back on the mizbeach. Even the neder is only necessary rabbinically. Biblically speaking, he can work on the Mizbeach. How do I know that? Dr. Gemara Minallah, the Sivi Echal Zaray Biyamav, Zaray Mischal Buen Mischal. The effects of an inappropriate relationship is on the children, and from the extra Lamed we learn out that she is also Mischalelus, and therefore he is not. Only she and the children are Mischal. Rashi, Vayichal Zaray, Bekayin Hanaisim Sulu Lakunaksiv. The Shinim B'Kedushin, Vayichal Shnei Chilulim. there are two desecrations. Echad La, Echad Lazarai. Her and his kids. Shakayim Mechao Oshteyem. He makes them both desecrated, if that's the right English word. Avahu En Mechao, he is not affected by it. Number two, next verse. Kehanes Mitama. It says that a Kehanes can be Mitama Lamesim. Bas Kayan, Aishas Kayan, can be Mitama Lamesim. How do I know? Kahanim are restricted. Why aren't the women of Kahuna restricted as well? My time, Amar Kroam are Kahanim B'nei Aaron. It's repetitious. Kahanim B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron B'loi B'nei Aaron. Rashi brings in the Chumash as well. B'nei Aaron's a Rashi. The Pasuk says, L'nefesh L'yitama. B'loi B'nei Aaron B'azor Azu. B'nei Aaron are not included in this warning. Baiter. Kayin Ayechu B'Katcha Kedashim. A male Kayin can eat Katcha Kedashim. A female Kayin cannot eat Katcha Kedashim. Frankly, Gemara, how do I know that? All males should eat it, Dr. Rashi, but Mincha Ksiv, written by Mincha, but it says Kodesh Kedoshim he, right afterwards, to tell me that it's Halacha by Kodesh Kedoshim, that it's restricted to Zichrei Kahuna, and female Kehanim may not eat it.
But what can
he eat? Rabbi. 1 second, Harvey. Truma and Kachim Kalim, that's what they could eat. Yes, Harvey.
Going back one of the verses, how would the Torah have said children as opposed to sons? What's the difference between B'nai? Or how would the Torah have written it if it meant all children?
Emerald and Kahanim, period.
So just saying, no. My question was, B'nai seems to be male children.
Only because it's extra.
Ah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
The two words are extra. The only Kahanim are Bnei Aaron. All Kahanim are Bnei Aaron.
So just because
Kahanim Bnei Aaron.
Okay.
It's repetitious.
Well, why couldn't it have just meant daughters? Because it would have said Benos or what?
No, it would have meant just said Emerald Kahanim. I would have said Kahanim means male and female. In the Hebrew language, whenever it's both genders, we use the male version of the word. So Kahanim does not exclude females, because it means males and females. By females themselves, we say Kahanis. By males themselves, we say Kahanim. And by both together, we say Kahanim. That's the way we express ourselves. But the words B'nai Aaron are extra. Both words are extra. Don't write it at all. We got the message. Emerald Kahanim.
Okay.
B'nai Aaron is to exclude B'nai Aaron. Yes?
I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that the word B'nai was not specific. There were times when he was specific with the son, and the times when he was son with the daughter, that only by Masorah do we know which is which.
Again, not in this case.
Well,
in fact, not in any case.
B'nai Israel?
Means men and ladies.
Exactly my point.
B'nai would always mean men and ladies unless otherwise specified. Unless otherwise specified. I don't think you have a Messiah. You have a drushes.
Whichever it is, it's not something which you know a priori by looking at the word. You have to know what its history is.
Well, I'm not disagreeing, but again,
B'nai does not.
Let's step back, Doctor. Give me a second. Had the Torah just said Emerald B'nai Aaron, we would not have excluded girls.
Exactly my point. Exactly.
So that's what the Gemara is saying. The extra words.
That's why Zachar is, Zachar is here, is to say specifically male.
Because it's extra.
Agreed.
Okay, that's all I said.
Why we're shouting at each other.
I have no idea if that's what I was explaining.
But there are times, I could swear there's at least one time where B'nai does mean male.
Whenever there's a lot of times it means male. When the Torah reveals not female.
But that's by the soil or by B'nai.
From a drasha. From a drasha.
It's intrinsic to the words. I'm uncomfortable saying drasha, but I hear what you're saying.
Fine. Don't think of my right. Kayin Aichu B'Katcha Kedashim, the Siv Kol Zachar B'nai Ayechlena. Now we switch over, we move from Kahuna to everybody. And there's differences between men and women. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah does not give us a comprehensive list. There's a whole list of Masechtas Kedushin that the Mishnah doesn't mention, which is Aseh Shemang Grama, Mowing Kids, Doing Pidgin Aben, Talmud Torah, Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash. All those things that the Mishnah lists in Kedushin aren't even mentioned here. Bal Takif, cutting up payas, Bal Takif, Talmud Lord Meir. There's a lot of lists there. The Mishnah doesn't list them here. And then in other Masechtas, there's other differences. We had in Kedushin, Tysus points out, that an Amav Riyah goes out with more ways than an Eved Ivri. Although there are many differences between men and women, for some reason, Tysus does not give a reason, I don't know if others do, that the Mishnah here listed a number of them and did not give us a comprehensive list by any stretch of the imagination. So it's what it is, but we are learning Masechtas right now, so we're going through this list, and we're not dealing with the other lists. I'm just trying to say that there are many more others out there that are not listed in the Mishnah. Okay, Zok the Mishnah, that it's...
A woman cuts her, lose her husband, does she have a
reason? To what? No. But I shouldn't say that. That was a very fast answer on my part. There's a Mishnah in the Rishonim, if a woman has an obligation as part of Bezin. Let me explain. The halacha is when a father doesn't mow his kid, either because he's not there or because he doesn't want to, the Gemara says it's a chiyuv of bezin. And there's a big shaila, what does that mean? A formal bezin or every other Jew? So if it's every other Jew, which many Rishonim learn, is a woman included in that obligation? Meaning she's not obligated to marry mal her son because it's her son. She might be mechuyev to mal her son because if the father doesn't do it, so does every Yasso, Yankun, and Shmuel have to do it. So therefore, she's no different than Yasso, Yankun, and Shmuel. That's a shaila. But she for sure not chayev as a mother. There's no chayev in a mother. I don't remember. We have a pasuk on Shativa. Oysay elikim, oysay veloy oysay. Zog to Gemara, so the Mishnah said, Ish peret.
Well, Mishnah is different than a goy. A goy can't be mal.
No. We're not talking about a woman doing the bris mila. That's a sugya avodah zara. We're not even dealing. That's a machlokes in avodah zara. Is a woman kosher to mow or not? But that's a pirate dad. Is this a sugya avodah zara? We're not learning chas in one day now. We're learning now. I mentioned mila, so he asked me why is a woman mechuyev to mow her son, not to do the actual bris, to get the son mow. That was the question. Whether a woman can do the actual breast, Sapphira did it. I think Sapphira's are. So the Gemara talks about it. Why was she allowed to do it? Himo yimo. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is also done. What is the difference between a man and a woman? So the first example, I believe, that the Mishnah gave is that a man as a Mitzayra has to let his hair grow long and rip his clothing. And a woman who's a mitzairat, female mitzairah, does not have those halachas. The question is, what is the source for that? So this is a very interesting drasha. This is why Chazal are allowed to make drashas and Yitzchak Margaret and cannot. One of the reasons. Many other reasons as well. But this is one of the reasons, because if I were making the drasha, I would never make it like Chazal. And Chazal, the Ruach Kachem, and with the mitzairah from Sinai, depends which way you learn, were able to dash in the pasuk exactly the way it's supposed to be dashed. It says, the Pasuk, Ish, Ein li ela ish, ish aminayin, Shoeba vatsuru ashebay, Hakan shnayim, Kematam elam ish, Lein shemata ish pereya. Let me explain. It says in the Pasuk, vatsuru ashebay hanega, it says like this. It says, ish, I'm trying to remember the Pasuk Balpeh and I can't. The Pasuk starts, you want to hand me, I'm sorry, my wife, you want to hand me a question.
Is
that where it starts? Could be. It's by Nesek. It's in last week's Parsha. I should remember. Isha, Isha. We did that already. About that one, let me find myself.
44.
Right, here it is. the Ish Teruahu, talking about a person who has a nega on his head, either in the front of the head, the back of the head, but he's bald. The Ish Teruahu, Tamehu, Tamehu Tamehu Akayim Baroi Shadigai. The next pasuk says, "Vatzuruah shabaya nega, because of yifrumim, v'raisha yifruah, v'safam yata, v'tamei tamei yikra." Two psukim. One pasuk says he's tamei, and the next pasuk says what a tamei is supposed to do. And in that pasuk, it mentions growing hair and ripping clothing. In the second pasuk, so Chazal say, if you looked at this pasuk, that said ishtaruahu, which is referring back to the nega on the part of the head, front or back, right? You would say only men are responsible for that because this is teruah, and the word ish is extra. Teruah, who matter? Who cares if he's a man or a woman? What is teruah? That seems to say that a woman cannot have this kind of a nega. But the next pasuk says v'hatzeruah, which means anybody that has a matzaira, even a woman. So now, this is where Chazal do their drasha. They say that Ish is not going on having the nega. Ish is going on the next pasuk that says that the hair has to grow long and the clothing has to be ripped. And the Hatzuruah, which is in the next pasuk, is saying that the nega applies to both men and women. There's two extra words here, Ish and the Hatzuruah. One is to include women, one is to exclude women. So Chazal is saying Ish is excluding women, not from having the nega, but from what they have to do when they have the nega. And the Hatzuruah is to not include women to have to do A, B, and C, but she becomes Tamei with that nega. So the Pasuk Mem Dalet is excluding what's written in Pasuk Mem Hei, and Pasuk Mem Hei is including what's written in Pasuk Mem Dalet. That's what Chazal darshan the Pasuk.
Yeah, the extra word men hey.
There's two extra words here. Ish teruahu, ish is extra, teruahu. And mem hey is v'ateruah shebayanega. V'ashebayanega. Why do you have to say the word v'ateruah? Terah says, one is saying any matira, man or woman. One is saying only men. So you could learn this blessing two ways. You could say that the first blessing is saying women are not applicable to the nega of Nesek, whatever, not Nesek, of Karachas and Gabachas, and they're excluded from that. But any other nega they have the halacha of ripping their clothing and letting the hair grow long. Or you could say that women are excluded from that halacha and included in having the nega of Karachas and Gabachas. So Chazal darshan that Ish is going on Pasuk Mem Hei and Teruah is going back on Pasuk Mem Dalet. I'd like to read the Rashi, who says it so much better than me. Rashi. Let me read the Gemara again. Talking about Ish, ain't really Ish. Pasuk Mem Dalet says Ish. Ish Minayin. Shem V'atzeruah and Pasuk Mem Hei. Asher Bayanega Harikan Shnayim. V'atzeruah includes the woman. If Kenat Amalam Ish. The English Shulamat is jumping to what it says in Pasuk Mem Hei. Ish Pereya, not a woman. Rashi. Ain't Ish Teruah. Ain't Ish Nechlet Betumas Nisakim. Rashi calls it a Nesek. Ela ish ishiminayin. Shaim is samach loy vatsaruah shabayanega. Well, he boiled the mikhtav. It didn't have to say the word vatsaruah. Ela begadav yivruma barashi yivruah. Don't see the elder. I'm sorry, Kabai. We know who we're talking about. Ela rabbis suruah shayni giganisha. It's including a second mitzayra, the woman. If Haki Yasinim came out of ish, the ish shalamata. Ish pareo virim. Period. If Hatzeruah is going to include the lady, so why do we say Ish? It's not excluding from Tuma. It's going on Pasuk Mem Hei. The Simbe Free O Freema, where it says to grow the hair long and rip the clothing. Yes.
So you say that there's always a second mitzvah that comes from the is that I always thought that it had dinim. They have Kabbalah of all the dinim.
So this is a major issue of discussion. The Rachayim in Parshas Hazriya said that. The Rachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Hazriya says that Chazal had a Mitzayra of the Halacha, and that's the Darshan, the Pasuk, to teach me the Messiah. This is an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, but not everybody agrees to that.
Really?
Yeah. But it's Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. It's pretty solid. Yes.
Okay. Do how these work in reference? I could have also said that these are in reference to there are lavim on cutting, letting their hair grow, and there are isurim on everybody not cutting their payas.
Again, the Torah is talking to a Mitzayra.
Right.
And it's telling the Mitzayra to let his hair grow and rip his clothing. That's what the Torah is saying. It's not talking about payas, and it's not talking about cutting hair. It's talking about letting hair grow, and it's not talking about kahana.
No, I know, but I might have said that.
That's why we have Chazal to make the drushes and not Yitzchak Margaret, and I said that when I started.
No, but that does not seem to be part of the drush they're making here. How do I know that the kahana don't have...
That's a different drush. We learned that out of a different drush. There's no, again, all those things are learned out in different samples from different psukim. This is not the source. Again, and I said this many times. Probably haven't said it recently. I should repeat it. You know, I went to yeshiva. I had rebbeim. They taught me a lot of things. They taught me a lot more than I learned. But I learned, what's the name again? The one thing nobody ever taught me is how to do drushes. How do you figure out how the Chazal made the drusha, the background, and how, and what, and where? I have no messiah. Right word. Nobody ever taught me how to do that. In fact, when I learned in yeshiva, the concentration was never on how we learned Gemara Rashi, how the drush is made, but was very rarely about why did they dash in this and didn't dash in the other thing. It was not like, again, I never picked it up. I was never taught it. Or if I was, it went through my one ear, the other ear, it never stuck. And I don't know it. And therefore, I get stuck in these drushes many times, as I said before when I started. We're using a pasuk mem dawad to exclude mem hay and a pasuk mem hay to include mem dawad, which is not something I would have done on my own. But Chazal did it, and their words are ruach hakodesh, they're the truth, and it's not questionable. So therefore, I said at the beginning, I this is why they're Chazal, one of the reasons why they're Chazal and I'm not Chazal. My turn.
Rabbi Margaretta?
Hold one second.
This is Bible.
One second. Well, I'm sorry, what?
Do you see it? Do you see any Mufarish talk about it? I may not be teachable.
Again, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Sesaria addresses the issue. It's the first one I saw. I might have seen it before, but I saw it again this Shabbos, and I was excited that he said that they had a Messiah, and that's how they darshan the Pesukim. Does anybody darshan the Pesukim today? Not to build halacha, only to support. The Gra saw everything in Tarish Shabbat Peh and Chumash. He was able to see everything in the words of Chumash. But I don't know, I don't talk about the Gra, but I don't know if without the Gemara, he would have seen it in Chumash. He knew it existed, and therefore he saw everything the Gemara ever said in Chumash. That was his ability, right? But that was after he knew what the Gemara said. I don't know if he could have written the Gemara, meaning based on what he saw in Chumash. I doubt it, but that's my own thing. You know, I once heard from my yeshiva, they said in a certain gadol, that the Gemara says it about Asniel ben Knaz. If the Torah would have been forgotten, he would have been able to teach the Torah with his pupil. So the yeshiva told me once about a certain gadol that that's what they used to say about him, but they said it would have been a different Torah. He would have been able to do the Torah with pupil, but it would have been an under Torah. Yes?
I saw the
Rosh Hashanah
this week on something else, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu knew all the Torah, except he didn't know where the Makor was.
That's the same Aruch Chaim.
That same
Aruch Chaim. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Ish Madaris B'nai B'Nazir, Vein Ish Madaris is B'nai B'Nazir. A man can make his son a Nazir, a woman cannot. Amar Rebbechen Halachi B'Nazir, Talach L'Moish M'Sinai, no drasha. Handed down word from Sinai, Rashi, Halach L'Moish M'Sinai, Hu B'Hilchas Nazir. Ish megalech on the zirus abba, ish megalech on the zirus abba, which Rashi explained in the Mishnah that if a man dies and he was a nazir and his son is a nazir, his father, he can use his father's korbanos that his father has separated, And we spoke about yesterday something that Rashi didn't say. It's only if the Korbanos had not been designated yet for Chatzos Hayel Shlomim. They hasn't been separated Stam. So, Rabbi Yechon Halachi Ben Nazir again, that a woman can't do it and a man can do it, is Halachi Ben Nazir Ben Sinai. Yes.
Rabbi, can I ask a question about Nazir? It's a voluntary status. Even a father who wants to Mekadosh his Katana, if he wants to give her away in marriage, she has a period where she can get out of it. She doesn't have to be married.
No, she does not.
I thought she had
this. That's only if her mother or brother marry her off. If her father marries her off, she's biblically married. The only way out is to get a divorce.
It just seems to me that talking about another, that this is, the Torah pretty explicitly says it's a voluntary status. And yet we have someone who, it sounds like, his parents or his father or his father gives him this status, and he's stuck with it, and
well,
he can't get out?
You know, it's a Gemara in Daf Lamed and Nazir. I'm looking at the side, not that I remember. But wherever the Gemara is, the Gemara discusses your very point. So for us to go through it now would mean learning that whole Sugya Nazir. The Gemara talks about that if the father makes him a Nazir, the other members of the family can stop him, or the kid can stop him. When, how, what, the Sugya Nazir. So I really would not, for two reasons I'd rather not go into it. A, we're not learning it now, and B, I didn't look it up. So how am I supposed to remember all the details? I wouldn't do it.
So my other question is, what about Shimshon? Didn't his mother, was it because
it was
a vow?
The Malach made him a Nazir. Shimshon is according to many Rishayim, nobody can ever be a Nazir Shimshon. Because Shimshon was made by a Malach. The Malach told his mother he's going to be a Nazir. End of story. The question is Shmuel. Because Shmuel says his mother said, I will make him a Nazir Lashem Ko Yimei Chayav. And Shmuel was a Nazir. So how could his mother make him a Nazir is a big discussion in the Mefarshim here. Honestly, I saw the question. I didn't read the answer. I just ran through it, and I don't remember what it says. But Shimshon is not a question because it was a Malach. Shmuel is a question because his mother said, I will make him a Nazir. So I remember some say that his mother said, I will persuade him to become a Nazir when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. But there's other Terutzim also. I don't remember them.
I said
there is a Shavua involved.
I'm sorry?
I thought there was she made some sort of Shavua or something like that, but okay.
Well, she did that. That's exactly it. The question is, why did it work? That's exactly it by Shmuel. And that's why some of Farshim say that her promise was to get him to do it, to try to persuade him to do it, not that she had authority. But again, this is a question that Farshim asked, and there's other answers.
Okay.
Is there a difference between another Olam and another Shimshon?
Yes, there is. But it's, again, we're not learning Masechtas Nazir now. Nazir Olam has certain halachas and Nazir. There is no Nazir Shimshon today, according to many Rishayim. Because Nazir Shimshon was done by a Malach, and no Malach is around now to make people Nazir. Yes, Rabbi, you had a question?
Yeah, I can't remember his name. He was in the yeshiva I asked many years ago. He said it's Shmuel. The father had the
food. Again, this is the Mepharshim's question. Many answers are said. I've said many times, I'll say it again. There are many answers said. That means there's no the answer. There is a answer. That's one of the answers.
And what's how you should go there from the zero to the deep? What does that
talk about? That means the father was a Nazir, separated three animals to bring, died, and his son is also a Nazir. He can use his father's animals for a carpet.
For his own.
His father's dead. Dead people don't bring karbanos. That's when they brought the karbanos at the end of 30 days when they cut their hair off. As a Nazir, he has to bring karbanos. He can use his father's karbanos. See Rashi and Mishnah who explains it. Zakti Gemara Vayitish Mekadesh is Bitoi Vayinish Mekadesh is Bitoi. A man can marry off his daughter. The mother has no biblical right. It's a rabbinic right, and that she can walk out of. Dr. Gemara Dukhsiv has biti nasati l'ish hazeh. The father says, nasati l'ish, Dr. Rashi, bovia nitlis nisinasa. Depends on her father only. Ish meicher es bito, ve'ini shemecher es es bito. Father can sell his daughter as a maidservant, mom can't. Tachsim ki yimkar ish es bito le'ama. Rashi? No Rashi. Ha'ish nisko arim, a man is stoned when he's undressed, and a woman, not when she's undressed. My time, Viragmu Isai. Could have said Viragmu. What's Viragmu Isai? My Isai. Eli Mo Isai, Veloy Isai. We don't film women. It's not true. Look, Siva Tesis, Isha, Isha, who, Isha. You take out the man or woman and stole them. The Prophet says the parents you stole women. Hello, Isai, Veloy Chsusai. Veloy Isai, Veloy Chsusai. Now, this drasha is not to tell me that you can't stone a woman undressed. This drush is to say there's no requirement to stare a woman undressed. Then we have the discussion whether it's better for a woman to be embarrassed or to die faster. We had it earlier in Saita. The pasuk is just saying the requirement of undress doesn't apply to women. Rashi, Baragma Isai, Bays, where it is, Ilayma Isai Velay Isai, that she doesn't get stoned. Interesting, Rashi has a different pasuk than the Gemara brings. Rashi had a different girsa. We have by Taisis Isha who is Ishahi. Rashi has it says by Taisa Mishneya Muskaltamitam. Just pointing out the Rashi brings a different person. Hodam might Isha Linyan Aram, the Navik Mikra, Biyuta. We learn that in exclusion. The Isa Mashma Vlake Susai, Lucky Nakala Haimish Musid Aram Balash and Zakhar got a ish. Lememra Isai means without clothing. Only man, Lememra Isa Bhsusa. Ha'ish nitla, the pasuk says, in Parshas Kisaytzei, it's a shayla whom, but certain people are chayiv, when they're chayiv skila, are hung. Now again, the hanging is on for a very short period of time. They're not allowed to be hung past the evening, past the night, when the night starts. Now, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that they used to hang him right before and take him down immediately. But the halacha says hang him and make sure he doesn't stay there more than the day. Now, who gets hung? So the Gemara ish nitla ve'ein ish nitlas. My timer, a mekreva salitza oisai leitz. Because if a salitza leitz, what oisai? Oisai v'loy oisai, we don't hang a woman. Ish nimkar b'gnei v'asai, ve'ein ish nimkar ish b'gnei v'asai. A woman, man steals, he doesn't have enough to pay, we sell him as an avid ivri. A woman is not sold. So trashi, the Gemara, my timer, a mekreva, not for her. Because it goes just as a Nimkar. What's Big Nevasai? You know, we're talking about a guy that sold. The answer is, Nimka Big Nevasai, Zotrashim, Ainla, Malashalim, Hadra Lochay Naitl, Hadra Lochay Naitl, Hadra Lochay Naitl. Arusa Vishemeris Yabam, Loy Shaisais, Veloy Naitl, Tsubam. In Arusa, that her Aris warned her, right? And then she, the Gemara is going to talk about exactly which case. She does not drink. Sira has to happen post-marriage, post-consummate the marriage, not while she's in Arusa. The same is true by Shemeres Yabam, Zakrashi, but V'loy Naitlis K'suba, Zakrashi, Arusa Shekina La'aris, the Shemeres Yabam Shekina Lo Yabam, Loi Shaisis, the Metinu Kra, the Pasuk excludes them, but Veloi Naitlis Ksuba. Now this is an issue. Here is a woman that was in Arusa, she had Kino Yastira. She now is forbidden to her husband. And the Torah did not allow him to marry her because there's no parsha of drinking. There's no way to prove her innocence. She was warned. There were two Adam. She went privately into her room. She can't drink. Now what happens? He has to divorce her. Does he pay her a ksuba or not? The answer is loy nightless ksuba. Shehi garma lesser atzma alav. It's her fault. Who created this? She did. Shenister achakinoi. The mekinu v'yisraimet. She's not excluded from being warned and becoming usher, which is a parish for Gemara. The afilu last thunder of Nuna, the shemeres yam shezintu materes liyavama. Even if you disagree to Rav Nuna, you hold that Shemeres Yam that's Mizanah can still have Yibum. The Yidum Muteres, Mule Boy, the Mint of Isha Zayna. Now, a Shemeres Yabam, he wants to marry her, he can. She's not forbidden it unless you hold on to a Nuna, but he doesn't have to. Now he wants to get rid of her. Does he have to pay her a ksuba? The answer is, he has seen a ksubasa. Can't force him to marry a woman that might have committed adultery, not real adultery, but live with somebody out of wedlock. Can't force him to marry her and to say, or pay ksuba. Listen, it's not my fault that she did this, and therefore there is no ksuba. We're going to stop here. The test is only to the end of the perek. And Meretz Hashem, we start 2 weeks from today. Everybody should have a chakosh of a sameach, a wonderful Pesach, and let us all be zaychem and neichel shab and absachem. We should be able to eat korban Pesach.
Amen.